Fools are made or educated, not born. Children are not born as fools. Yet becoming a fool is a natural or a carnal process. In other words, it's simply going to happen. If they're not educated away from being a fool, even children, they will be educated in the way toward becoming a fool. A child or an adult will become very quickly a fool unless there are steps that are taken to prevent it. There has to be an educational process to keep anyone from becoming a fool. The principle that educators or parents or ministers or anyone who has charge over other people need to apply in their preventing those that they oversee, their charges as it were, from becoming fools, the principle is to overcome evil with good. That's the underlying charge. That's the underlying principle. That they have to be taught how to overcome evil with good. The person who is a fool has been fooled or has been deceived. And we certainly know from scriptures that Satan broadcasts to the entire world. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 9 says he is deceiving the whole world. And Ephesians 2 and verse 2 tells us that he is the prince of the power of the air. He is always on duty. He is always out there. He is always, and I'm going to use the term because I think most of us have heard this term and used it in this context before. He is always broadcasting his evil. He's always doing that. Not necessarily in words, but in attitudes of selfishness or hostility or greed or other kinds of terms that would be very synonymous with these that I just gave to you. A person who is a fool or has been deceived by those broadcast attitudes does not know he is a fool. A person who is deceived does not know that he is deceived. If he knows that he is deceived, he's not a fool, he's something else. He's a scorner, and that's another topic. That's one of the topics, but it's another one for another time. A fool believes that he, and not Satan, generated the attitudes that he has. What he is doing, this person who has been deceived, what he is doing, he is simply believing that what he is thinking and what he is doing is of himself, and he thinks that it's right and it's good and it's wholesome and those kinds of things. He does not believe that it is of Satan. Now, I'm using the word he because it also could be a woman as well, and it could be men, women, or children. To avoid a person's becoming a fool, proper education of God's ways, God's loving attitude, God's deeds must be taught. Now, from the very beginning in seeing this, one of the things we need to understand is that Jesus, when as he was walking on the earth, made it very clear that he connected fools with blindness. You can see that in Matthew chapter 23, verses 17 and 19. Fools walk in darkness. Now, what it is that fools cannot see is right cause and effect relationships. This is a very important principle in understanding, and we need to grasp this, we need to realize this, and we need to understand this. They don't really understand cause and effect. They cannot put the right cause with the effect. They can't see it. They cannot comprehend that. They do not really grasp purpose or the why of things. That's the putting cause and effect relationships together. They cannot see that. We understand the whole world is in darkness. And the way they're in darkness is because they do not have understanding of God's purpose for mankind. That's their darkness. Therefore, they are fooled or they are deceived. Those two words could be used interchangeably. As fools, they do not connect the corrections of life or the cause and effect relationships, they do not connect them to any purpose of God, even to the place they deny God's existence and or His power, that He's really in charge. Not the satanic world. Not Satan, not his demons. God is in charge. And the world does not grasp it. They may not admit that it is Satan that's the one that's in charge, because he has fooled them to thinking that as well. But they do not connect it, that God is in charge. They have even come to the place so many times that they will deny the existence of God. That's a real fool. What they simply do is they tend to follow their own heart. Jeremiah 17:9 telling us the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. That's the way we become. Children are not born fools. They are born as simple, but they are educated into either going toward the wise person or going toward the fool. And because we as humans tend not to really understand that, therefore, we don't really educate our children in the right direction either, and so they will become fools very quickly as well. And their heart becomes deceived. They get to the place, as it says in Proverbs, the way seems right. There is a way that seems right. The way that seems right is not necessarily right. It just seems right. But who does it seem right to? The person whose heart is deceived. And that's why that we are fooled. They limit the knowledge of any cause and effect principles that they may have had. And they maximize their sensual pleasures. And that it becomes heightened. And as a result, Satan will use our five senses even to deceive us. Because he presents things in such a way that we think that this is right and good. It seems good. We also need to understand that a person can do foolish things without being a fool. At the moment in time when a person does something that is a foolish thing, at that moment in time, we could class that person as, this is a fool. We don't want to call people fools. I'm not saying that we could classify them, but I'm just saying for the principle of understanding it, they would be a fool, or we would be a fool at that particular moment. Whenever we do this foolish thing. But that is not necessarily the real definition or a usable definition of a fool. A fool is one who habitually does foolish things. They've taken it on and they continually do that. A fool is a person who lives in darkness. Doesn't even have to be every area of their life. It could be in some areas of their life. Because they really do not have understanding. And please understand this, that both children and adults can forsake the foolish. In fact, teachers and ministers and parents and those who have people that are over, they have charge over people. Those educators must admonish those that they are over to do so, to forsake the foolish. Go with me to the book of Proverbs. We're going to spend a lot of time in Proverbs today. In Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 6. Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 6. I would recommend that this be a memory verse for us to understand this and keep this before us, because this is something that could be very, very helpful. Forsake the foolish and live. And go in the way of understanding. The understanding is obviously God's way of life. Forsake the foolish and live. And we as educators are to admonish one another, to admonish people who are doing foolish things, to forsake this way that is not the way of God, but to go in the way of understanding, to go in God's way. That's what we need to do. In Ecclesiastes, chapter 10 and verse 1. Ecclesiastes 10 and verse 1. Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking smell. You know, the aroma that comes forth. So does a little folly him that is reputable for wisdom and honor. So in other words, a person who could be considered as a wise person and a person who is a person with honor can do things that is wrong, can do something that is folly. It's what he says. A little folly, so does a little folly him that is or has a reputation for being wise and honorable. So all of us can do things. All of us can do things, to put it in the context, stink. We do things that stink, and it's foolish. Now, I'm not going to go through these particular words with you through the book of Proverbs and point out each one of them. In fact, it's something I think it does an excellent Bible study. There are Hebrew words that are translated into fool or foolish or foolishness or folly, of those kinds of words in the book of Proverbs. And if you go through and you're looking and you find where which one of the Hebrew words fits and with the definitions of it, where they fit in a particular verse, the verse takes on a different insight than just to say, oh, this is foolish. Well, if you understand which one of the Hebrew words is actually being used, it actually opens it up to a whole different world, whole different light. It makes it much bigger. It also makes it, from the point of view of putting light on it, that we actually can come to the place and say, you know what, I do this. I have done this. This is something that's in my life, and I have done these kinds of things. So go through and do a study on that, and I think that it would be a very, very interesting thing to do. The first word is spelled E-V-I-L. It's just like our word evil. Now, it's not the way it's pronounced in Hebrew. The second word is Nabal, N-A-B-A-L. And these words in themselves, I find are very, very interesting, just understanding the definitions of these words. The word, I'm going to pronounce it evil. It's not pronounced that way, but it means lax or careless habit of mind and body, or to be perverse, or to be silly. The next one is Nabal. It means a vulgar curl, or a churl, or low-bred. Means a surly type of person. Means fat and dense or stupid. Careless. I mean, you know, just doing things that are just really dumb. I think all of us would certainly agree that a little foolishness goes a long way. And it really does seem to stand out more so when it is contrasted with the life of a person who is considered to be wise. When you step back and look and go, boy, this person is so wise, but this is such a... It just beams, just draws attention, you know, to itself. At the moment a person does this kind of foolish thing, he is at that moment in time, or she is at that moment in time, a fool. People will no longer be admonished by words. That's a fool. When they will no longer be admonished by words, they are a fool. The scripture says that the rod is for the fool's back. You see, the wise person, in contrast, is one that you can tell them and they're corrected. Or you can even simply, which the ideal is, you can simply look in their direction, corrected by the eye, and they understand they've just done something, and it comes to them and they realize. That's a very wise person, and that would be the objective that what God would want. You know, when God calls us the apple of his eye, we are very, very precious to him. And he would want to, as it were, correct us with his eye, just simply look in our direction. And we, as a wise person, we would withdraw from what it is we're doing. But a fool is one who will no longer be admonished by words. They won't take that kind of correction. The rod is for the fool's back. There are several ways in which one can become a fool. We also need to understand it does not require much effort on the part of the person who becomes the fool. There are so many ways, so many tactics that Satan will use. Satan simply takes care of the education of fools his way. And he has so many different tactics. And whatever is the weakness that we have, that's where he will attack. And we don't even recognize it. And when we're attacked in our weakest spot, We simply give in and then we think it's us. And that's how he educates us. And we think this is the right way. Fools generally begin by being simple or without proper knowledge and instruction in some particular area, either because they were not instructed or simply because they refused the instruction. It can be either one. A little child who's never been taught a particular thing, they do not know by being, this is right and this is wrong. They don't know that. And so someone who can talk them into doing something that is wrong, and so many times it's not until after the fact that it's pointed out to them, they didn't know it was wrong because they had no experience in it. The same thing happens sometimes with adults, with Christian adults. They can be talked into things that are not right and they don't realize it. And that's a fool. And that is one of the tactics. And they become a fool simply because either they were not instructed or because they refused instruction. God says his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And brother, please understand, people without knowledge of right and wrong, only God can determine what is right and wrong, are vulnerable. In Proverbs 14 and 18, it says, the simpletons inherit folly. It is not good for a person to be without knowledge, without God's knowledge, we are told in Proverbs 19 and verse 2. But if we're without it, which direction are we going to tend to go? The way of the fool. People often get themselves into situations where they hold onto some unrighteousness. In fact, the Bible speaks of the deceivableness of unrighteousness. And brethren, each time a person holds onto some sin, he may not even recognize that it is even a sin. But every time a person holds onto a sin, he becomes vulnerable to deceit or to being fooled, and therefore being a fool in that given area. Then when the truth comes to him on certain issues, he may not recognize the truth. He may discount instruction for any number of reasons that his mind may throw up as simply defenses. These defenses then allow a person to continue to do what he is doing without facing guilt or without any kind of self-recrimination. He can't see that he's done it wrong. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For all this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Sin does have some short-term sensual or materialistic pleasure at given times. Fools focus more and more on these aspects and they lose sight of the long-term effect. And so they get wrapped up into the sensualness of it or in the materialistic aspect of a particular sin. The pleasure they find and unrighteousness simply plunges them deeper and deeper into darkness and into foolishness or deceit. People also do not properly act on knowledge, run a great risk or chance of losing the knowledge of God. To not act on right knowledge is foolishness. To habitually not act on it will make one a fool. Hebrews 2 and verse 1. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Implying, It is easy to do that. So we need to hold on to it. And then back in the book of Romans, in Romans chapter 1, verses 20 through 22, in verse 20 it says, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are now clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal Godhead and power, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools." People become fools by their hostility to government and instruction, which guides them away from the fulfilling of their desires in any way they choose. When people want to do something their way, they become fools because of their hostility toward God and toward instructions, right instructions. Now, they're going to deny that's what it is because they're fooled. They don't see it. They don't understand this is what it is. But that is one of the biggies that will take a person away from either the simpleton or from the wise and take them to becoming a fool because they have some hostility toward government or instructions that are given to them. And they simply go in that direction. Their heart or their motivations are set to do evil. Now, it's really hard for us to come to the place and to be able to state, when I do things that is of the foolish, my heart has been set to do evil. Now, that is really hard for us to personally admit, but that's what the scripture shows. That's what it is saying. Our heart, our motivations have been turned to do evil. Otherwise, we'd always do right. But see, that's really hard for us to admit that about ourselves. But that's what it is saying. That is what this is saying. Hosea. Go to the book of Hosea, if you would. Hosea chapter 4. And Hosea chapter 4 and verse 8. "They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity." But again, it's really hard for us to admit that about ourselves. There are also many distinct behaviors which would cause a person to be classified as a fool. Specific characteristics of fools are listed throughout the pages of the Old and New Testaments. For a convenience, the behaviors and attitudes of a fool, several distinct but related behaviors and or attitudes can be combined into larger groupings. Now, each one of these groups can be subdivided, and I understand that, and I'm going to put them in one large group, and I think I have like 16 or 17 of them that I'm going to give you. These are the bigger groups, and I'm not covering them all in the sermon today. These are just some of the major ones, but there are many others, and I would want you to understand that there are, and I understand that there are. So, I believe these groupings describe the general characteristics of a fool, and I'm going to go through and start giving you some of those characteristics of a fool now from the pages of the Bible. The first one that I have is a fool has authority problems. When you really boil it down to as small as you can get it, the simplest way to describe this is a fool does not have fear of the Lord. I know there'd be so many of us who have done foolish things would probably find it hard to be able to admit that I don't, what do you mean I don't have fear of the Lord? Of course I have fear of the Lord. I just don't like the government's over me. Okay, that's lack of fear of the Lord in so many ways. I mean, whenever you can see it, and you can see that down by putting all of these scriptures together. They may have parent problems, or they may have other manifestations of authority problems like hostility toward teachers, to police, to ministry, to their boss. It could be hostilities from men whenever there are women in positions. Or there could be women who have positions, who have problems against certain men in given positions. It could be any of this. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. It says, that's where it starts. In Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 1, Proverbs 10 and verse 1, a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Now I'm going to go through several verses, several different passages here in Proverbs, and some of them not even reading the entire verse. It's the particular aspect of the verse that I'm going to look into. Proverbs 15 and verse 5, a fool despises his father's instruction. These are authority problems. This is what I'm showing you. They are authority problems. Proverbs 15, verse 20. A foolish man despises his mother. Chapter 17, verse 21. He that begets a fool does it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool has no joy. A fool has authority problems. The second one is, fools like knowledge because they hate instruction. Proverbs 1 and verse 22. Proverbs 1, verse 22. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. How long is this going to be? That's the question that is asked. Chapter 14 and verse 7. 14:7, go from the presence of a foolish man when you perceive not in him the lips of knowledge. 15 in verse 5, a fool despises his father's instruction. I know I gave it in the other one, but it also, he lacks knowledge because he hates instruction. I read that verse in connection with that he does not like authority, and also in that he lacks knowledge because he hates instruction. Since wisdom is the correct application of the cause and effect relationships, which requires knowledge, the fool also has no understanding or no wisdom. In Proverbs 17 and verse 16, Proverbs 17 verse 16, wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he has no heart for it? Proverbs 24, verse 7. Wisdom is too high for a fool. Proverbs 8 and verse 5. O you simple, understand wisdom. And you fools, be you of an understanding heart. There's a plea to both the simpleton and to the fool. Proverbs 10 and verse 21. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want or lack of wisdom. It's just not there. They don't have the heart for it. They don't have the motivation for it. They want to do their way because they are deceived, therefore fools. The next one, number three, is fools exhibit a confidence. And of course, it's a false confidence. Proverbs 14:16. A wise man fears and departs from evil. So that's a good thing. But the fool rages and is confident. Oh, I can handle this. I can take care of this. I'm okay. No, they're not. The wise person gets out of there and leaves. Oh, they're just chicken. They're just this. They're just... No, they're wise. Proverbs 26 and verse 5. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. And then there's the other verse that says, answer not a fool, because he thinks he's right. Proverbs 28 and verse 26. He that trusts in his own heart is a fool. But whoso walks wisely, he shall be delivered. And Proverbs 30 and verse 32. If you have done foolishly in lifting up yourself, or if you have thought evil, lay your hand upon your mouth. Just be quiet. Number four, fools find pleasure or reward in unrighteousness. Now, that's kind of hard for us to also admit. There are times whenever we find pleasure in unrighteousness. Wait a minute, we're the church. We have God's Spirit. What do you mean there are times when we do some, you're saying we do some things that are foolish? There are times that we do foolishness because we have found some pleasure or reward in some unrighteousness. They focus on the fleshly, the temporary rewards. They are rewarded by wrong things. Their prosperity will destroy them. Proverbs 1 and verse 32. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of the fools shall destroy them. Proverbs 21, verse 17. He that loves pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loves wine and oil shall not be rich. Verse 20, there is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spends it up because he finds his pleasure or reward in some aspect of unrighteousness. It's tied into unrighteousness there. It's not tied into having things. It's tied into the misuse of it. There's another thing that we find in the book of Proverbs about fools, and that is that they seem to revel in foolishness. They just love being there. They want to do this. They want to learn more and more about it. And Proverbs 16 in verse 22 says, understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that has it, but the instruction of fools is folly. They just want to continue in it. It's as if foolishness is like a sport to them. They hate leaving it. They want to be there. In Proverbs 10:23, it says, it is a sport to a fool to do mischief. They get a kick out of it. They get an enjoyment out of doing it. And then in Proverbs 13 and verse 19, it is abomination to fools to depart from evil. Now, they're fooled. See, a fool by definition is one that is deceived and he doesn't know it. And so God still says that it is an abomination to the fool to depart from evil. He is so deceived, he has been so entrapped in it that he doesn't understand that how evil this really is, but he doesn't want to give it up. And so he wants to stay there. Number five, fools have unrealistic goals. Unrealistic goals. Proverbs 17:24. The eyes of the fool are in the ends of the earth. I can do whatever I want to do. I can go and I can do this and I can go and I can do that. When probably they can. Their eyes are set in the ends of the earth. They can go and do whatever they want to do. Unrealistic goals. And they think they can. I mean, there are times, and you know, I don't mean to be critical of these people, but there are times on television that I have seen people and they will tell these little kids. I realize it's a movie or a television show, but these little kids in the movie or a television show, they got an IQ of probably 80. I'm not saying this actor does. I'm saying the role these people are playing, they're saying is really, you know, not a real bright little child. And they say, you can grow up and be anything you want. And I go, that's a fool. As a fool, they're instructing this child who believes it and you just taught him to be a fool. He can't. He's never going to grow up and be anything he wants to be. Nobody that has an 80 IQ can ever be president. Probably would never be a teacher. Number six, a fool is known readily by his foolishness. They are known for these foolish actions. It is not very hard to spot a fool and their actions if you understand and you know what to look for. Now, I'm going to tell you right here, the purpose of this sermon is not that we will judge other people. The purpose of this sermon is that we look in the mirror and look at me. We look at ourselves. Take a hard look at ourselves. Are we doing things that are foolishness? Forsake the foolish and live. We can get out of doing things that are foolish. That's very, very clear. This is not to judge other people. Proverbs 12, verse 23. A prudent man conceals knowledge. Prudent man would be the same thing as the wise man. But the heart of fools proclaims foolishness. Proverbs 13, verse 16. Every prudent man deals with knowledge, but a fool lays open his folly. Take a look at my foolishness. Look at me. I'm a fool. And they don't understand it. Proverbs 14 and verse 24. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is their folly. They revel in it. And they think this is good. But everybody else can see it. Everybody could understand it. Proverbs 14, verse 33. Proverbs 14, verse 33. Wisdom rests in the heart of him that has understanding. But that which is in the midst of fools is made known. It will be made known. And it's easy to see if you know what to look for. Proverbs 15 and verse 2. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools pours out foolishness. And I have one more under this section, and that is Ecclesiastes 10 and verse 3. Ecclesiastes 10 and verse 3. When he that is a fool walks by the way, his wisdom fails him, and he says to everyone that he is a fool. All he's got to do is open his mouth, and he removes all doubt. It's not easy to cover it up because that's part of their characteristic, that they let everybody know. Number seven, a fool is destructive versus constructive. He destroys as opposed to builds. In Proverbs 14 and verse 1, every wise woman builds her house, but the foolish plucks it down with her hands. There's going to be some destruction. And they don't know that that's being the fool. Because when there's something that is right and good, only a fool is going to destroy it. Only a person who's deceived is going to destroy it. I'm not talking about, you know, like over in St. Petersburg area where there are these 1,300 square foot houses right on the beachfront. The property is worth, you know, $1 million, $2 million, and so they tear the house down and they build these big mansions. I'm not talking about that. That's constructive if you look at it in one sense. I'm not talking about that kind of thing. I'm talking about something that is right and good and usable, and it can be even built further from there. Number eight, there is possible association with alcohol or drugs or other things which mock or promise pleasure but simply gives pain. Now, all fools do not necessarily have all of these characteristics. I mean, a person could be simply a fool because they have one of these 17 characteristics. A person does not have to have all 17 of these to be a fool. They could have one. It's just major. It's a major characteristic of this person. Could be one, two, three, four, five. Could be all of them. Probably not. So not necessarily every person that does things that are the characteristics of a fool is going to, you know, have this. But a person who does have this characteristic of the abuse of alcohol or drugs or any other kind of thing that mocks a person and they think this is good, That's a fool. That's a characteristic of a fool. That's a foolish act. That's a foolish person. 20 verse 1, Proverbs 20 verse 1. The principle is found here. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. So it's a characteristic, a person who is an alcoholic, who drinks or uses illegal drugs or those kinds of things. This is a person who has been fooled into believing this is going to give him a pleasure or her a pleasure, when the reality is it does not. It does the very opposite. It gives them pain, and they cannot put the right association, cause, and effect together. And that's what that it is. Now, this is not part of this, you know, thing here, but I will also tell you that I personally believe that the fruit of the Spirit that is lacking in a person's life like that is temperance. It's the fruit of the Spirit that is lacking. I'm not saying it's completely gone. I'm talking about a person who has God's Holy Spirit, can still do foolish things, and could even be involved in these kinds of things. And it's one aspect of the Holy Spirit that is really lacking or really diminished, or they're not using or exercising it, and that would be the one of self-control or temperance. It's what's missing there. Number 9, a fool actually does not love his own self. But the reality is, in his mind is, he thinks that he does, and he thinks he knows how to do it. And it's doing the things that he does. By doing these things, he actually thinks he's really loving himself. And if we can stand back and look at these characteristics, and we go through them, and we look at them, we could say, boy, why would anybody do that to themselves? Because they think this is good. They think this is what they need to be doing. That's why they're deceived. This is another characteristic of it. Proverbs 15:32. He that refuses instruction despises his own soul. But he that hears reproof gets understanding. If we don't listen to instruction, it says we despise our own being. We despise the me, the who I am. Ecclesiastes 4 and verse 5. Ecclesiastes 4 and verse 5. The fool folds his hands together and hates his own flesh. But he doesn't know the doing this, that he's hating himself. You can see where this would lead to some major, major problems. This is where suicides come from. This is where people cut themselves and those kinds of things. And they think this is actually good. Oh, you can talk to him and say, don't you realize this is going to be hurtful? Yeah, you know, what do you do? Well, and they have a lot of reasons they can't come up with, because I hate myself, because they're deceived. And that's what's so sad about so many of these things. Number 10, the foolish are proud. This is very similar back to number 3. Proverbs 14:3. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. In other words, it is his words that give evidence of his pride. Number 11. A fool is meddlesome and strifeful. You ever seen anybody, you know, who just seems to just really get in the middle of everything and cause a strife, you know? That's a fool. By definition out of the book of Proverbs, that's a fool. They don't know it. They're deceived. Proverbs 18 and verse 6. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calls for strokes. It's contention. Deceit does not understand how bad this is. Just does not get the point. Proverbs 20 and verse 3. It is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling. Proverbs 27 and verse 3. A stone is heavy and the sand weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than them both. Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 9. Be not hasty in your spirit to be angry, for anger rests in the bosom of fools. They don't understand that. Anger, not righteous anger. God gets angry and sins not. That's not the kind of anger it's referring to. It's the kind of damaging, hurtful anger that is there. It's from a person who has been fooled. And they need help. We all need help. You know, if any of these areas that we have that are in our lives. Number 12. A fool is motivated by his own heart. See, he believes he's doing good. This fool believes they're doing things that are right, that are good for everybody. Proverbs 18 and 2. A fool has no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. Proverbs 19:3. The foolishness of man perverts his way, and his heart frets against the Lord. He doesn't know that. His actions, the actions of a fool actually is against God. But they don't know this. They are deceived. They don't understand this. Proverbs 21, verse 17. He that loves pleasure shall be a poor man. I read this earlier in another context, but it fits here. He that loves wine and oil shall not be rich. Verse 20. There is treasure to be desired in oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spends it up. Proverbs 28, verse 16. He that trusts in his own heart is a fool. So he believes in his own being that he's right in what he's doing. Now, this is not to imply that we do things, that everything that we would do, we believe in our heart and we can back it up out of the scriptures that we're fools, but it has to be backed up out of the Word of God. But if we just think it is and we think that we're right, it either is or it is not right. And we're claiming that it's right, claiming that it's right, that's the actions at that particular time of a fool. Number 13, some may slander and lie. Proverbs 10, verse 18. Proverbs 10, 18. He that hides hatred with lying lips, and he that utters a slander is a fool. A fool is loud, prating, and easily distinguished by his words. Proverbs 9 and verse 13. A foolish woman is clamorous, she is simple, and knows nothing. In other words, she doesn't understand cause and effect. She does not understand cause and effect relationships. She cannot put things together. She comes to wrong conclusions. Proverbs 10 and verse 8. The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. Proverbs 10 and verse 10. He that winks with the eye causes sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. Verse 14, wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. This was probably one of the biggies in describing the way they appear, the way they look, loud and prating and, you know, those kinds of things. Proverbs 12 and verse 23. A prudent man conceals knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaims foolishness. Proverbs 14:33. Wisdom rests in the heart of him that has understanding, but that which is in the midst of fools is made known. Proverbs 15:2, the mouth of fools pours out foolishness. And there are others, and it goes on, and I have several others. I'll stop there on that point. Number 15, a fool may become perverse. Perversion is the sign of a mind that has become reprobate or simply void of judgment. And a fool can get involved in perverse things and continues to do this, and that is something that can take him away from being the fool to the absolute scorner, because they continue in that and it takes them even away from the fool and they become a scorner. But a fool can get involved in it, and at that early stages of it, that's a characteristic of a fool. Proverbs 19 and verse 1, better is the poor that walks in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Proverbs 19 and verse 3, the foolishness of man perverts his way, and his heart frets against the Lord. Something very important for us to understand, foolishness is a behavioral disease which will eventually lead to willfully purposing to do evil. That's no longer a fool, but that's the scorner, which is one of the other categories. Foolishness must be stopped before it causes any further character degeneration. It has to be stopped. Because a fool with almost every one of these characteristics we looked at, they will continue in it. They will eventually go to that of being the scorner. It has to be stopped. Number 16. The fool may have started as a simpleton. Now, have a reason for wording it that way. Before I read this verse that I want to show you, that it could have started as a simpleton. All of us start out as simpletons. And we go with education in the direction that we've been educated. We go in the path of where we've been educated. We either go in the way of the wise person because that's how we've been educated, or we go in the way of the fool because that's the way we've been educated. But my point is, the fool may have started as a simpleton because of the way a verse is worded here. Proverbs 9 and verse 13. A foolish woman is clamorous, she is simple and knows nothing. That's the characteristic describing a simpleton. But a foolish woman is this way, and she has simple characteristics. The characteristics also of a simpleton. In other words, she's going in that direction. That's the point this is making. And then in Proverbs 14 and verse 18, it says, the simple inherit folly. It is the way they go unless they are educated in the way of wise. Characteristic number 17, a fool is a person who will no longer be admonished by words. Now, I stated that at the very beginning, but I didn't give you any words. I didn't give you any verses. I'm going to give you one verse. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 13. Better is a poor and wise child than an old and foolish king who will no longer be admonished. What a contrast. You have a poor child. There's not much, you know, recognition there for anything good, right? But if this child is even poor, have nothing, but they're wise, they're better off than this wealthy, prestigious king and has all the glamour and all of this of being a king, if he is no longer admonished by words. That's the characteristic of a fool, to no longer be admonished by words. After having looked at these characteristics, and I think that these are just major characteristics, and every one of these could probably have, you know, one or two or maybe even three other points underneath it. You could distinguish it out, you could, you know, do it out in that way, but I've done it this way with intent. Major groupings to come to the place that we ask ourselves, are we fools? it's probably only the fool that's going to say no. Because we all are fooled by some things. We're all fools in some areas. Maybe out of these 17 characteristics, maybe we saw ourselves in some of these. Maybe not. And that may draw some concerns. Because I would believe that most every one of us, if we're still walking around breathing human beings, we're going to have some of these. And we need to look at ourselves. So I ask the question again, are we fools? The book of Mark, chapter 7, Mark 7 in verse 20 through 23, tells us what defiles a person. Let's go there. Mark 7, verse 20. And he said, Jesus said, that which comes out of the man, that defiles the man. For from within, out of the heart of man, proceeds evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. Pretty bad company, isn't it? And we think this topic is a ho-hum, maybe. No, this is extremely important. This is extremely important. Foolishness is one of the things that is listed. We must not be deceived. We must not be defiled. Now, what we've done today is we've simply looked at some characteristic traits of a fool. We need to continue to look at ourselves. This is not for others. This is for us. This is to look inward at ourselves. Remember, a person who is a fool has been fooled or deceived. This person who has been deceived and is therefore, by definition, a fool, must be properly educated. They are deceived. It is proper education from God's Word that brings real understanding about real cause and effect relationships. You cannot really get it from the world. We certainly cannot get it out of our own heart. We have to be educated. We have to be educated out of God's Word. And it takes time. And it takes work. But it can be done. The reason I know that it can be done is because we need to remember what we saw at the very beginning. In Proverbs 9 in verse 6, forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. We can find those characteristics in our own lives if we truly desire to do so. And there is a way out. It's through education, through the Word of God. That's what he tells us to do. To forsake it and live and go in the way of life of God.